Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Boston discriminates against a Christian event and a Christian flag. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Liberty Counsel has sent a demand letter to the city of Boston to approve a permit to raise the Christian flag on a Boston City Hall Plaza flagpole next to the American flag as part of a permitted cultural event sponsored by Camp Constitution. This event is designed to celebrate the contributions of Christianity to American freedom and the rule of law, and will highlight the need for racial reconciliation through Jesus Christ. Now, the history here, Matt, is that any person or group can file an application to use the City Hall Plaza for an event, and as part of that event, you can raise a flag for your event during that event. You don't just keep it there ad infinitum, but the flag can go up for the event at the time of the event that celebrates or symbolizes your specific event. So they've had a lot of events there. They've had events that include various nations: Albania, Brazil, Ethiopia, Italy, Panama, Peru, Portugal, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and they've had communist China and Cuba. They've had the flag of the Private Chinese Progressive Association that's been raised, the Juneteenth flag. They've also had the Boston Pride flag, and even a transgender pink and blue flag has been raised.
Transgender flag?
Yeah, pink and blue. So these events are communities organized. People apply. You have an opportunity to come there on the plaza, and you can raise a flag for your particular event. So it seems like a no-brainer. Wide variety. But in this case, Camp Constitution wanted to have this Christian event celebrating American freedom and the rule of law. They wanted to have the Christian flag raised as part of it. And the city of Boston said, no, no religious flags. We would reconsider if you selected a non-religious flag. Our policy, they said, is no religious flags at all.
Yeah, this is a prima facie case of viewpoint discrimination. It's a gross violation of the First Amendment. It buys into this notion of separation of church and state, a phrase that is found nowhere in the United States Constitution. And the courts have ruled over and over again against this sort of anti-religious, anti-First Amendment viewpoint discrimination. This case should be a no-brainer, shouldn't it, Matt?
Right.
It should be. You know, I think they have ultimately singled out this particular flag.
They've had even the transgender flag, for crying out loud. And I'm not even exactly sure what that is.
I know.
But the courts have ruled over and over again, haven't they, Matt, that you cannot violate the First Amendment and engage in viewpoint discrimination, which is what this is. If they're going to have other flags, secular flags, then by law, they cannot single out religion or Christianity, in this case particularly, for discrimination. And that is exactly what they have done here. This should be a no-brainer. This is a violation of the First Amendment.
And this flag is also a part of history. I mean, as far as American freedom and the rule of law, you know, it's not just about Christianity, but it's about history. And that's what they're teaching these young people.
And that's what Camp Constitution's application permit is designed to do, to talk about American freedom and the rule of law and to highlight the need for racial reconciliation through Jesus Christ. So it's an event that they would have there on the plaza, and then during that event, you would have the flag flown, just like any other event. But the city of Boston wrote a letter and said, quote, "I am writing to you in response to your inquiry as to the reason for denying your request to raise the Christian flag. The city of Boston maintains a policy and practice of respectfully refraining from flying non-secular flags on the City Hall flagpoles. According to the above policy and practice, the City of Boston has respectfully denied the request of Camp Constitution to fly on a City Hall flagpole the Christian flag as it is identified in the request, which displays a red Latin cross against a blue square border on three sides by a white field. The city would be willing, they say, to consider a request to fly a non-religious flag should your organization elect to offer one. Now, that's pretty bizarre. So you've got a Christian event. And
you can't fly a Christian flag.
But you can't fly. You've got to have a secular symbol for it.
I'd say they're in hot water, wouldn't you?
You know, I would think that they are because we've sent a demand letter. I think they're digging themselves in. We've given them a time frame in which to respond.
Right.
But the mayor, I believe, or one of the officials is quoted in the newspaper, they're not backing down.
Uh-oh.
So
yeah, here they have directly admitted they've made our case for us. They have basically said, we're going to violate the Constitution. We're going to violate every court ruling in the past, every precedent that has said you cannot single out for discrimination a Christian group when you have opened up a forum to secular speech, in this case, raising the, this is speech, or raising the flag. So this is a direct assault on the First Amendment's free speech clause as well as the religious liberty clause.
Yeah, it is. I mean, here we've got an event that is Christian in its viewpoint, but it has a subject matter, which is American freedom and the history of the rule of law. Well, some of these others have had events for various nations, Albania, Brazil. You know, I named some of them, even communist China. So they're about the history or something celebratory with regards to their particular country or their history or heritage. That's what this does. You also even had the Boston Pride. And as we mentioned, the transgender flag, you had the Juneteenth Observance Foundation and the Juneteenth flag raised by the National Juneteenth Observance Foundation. All of these are different kinds of subject matters that are allowed. Certainly the subject matter of the Constitution, the rule of law, would be allowed. That's what this organization, Camp Constitution, wants to do. It wants to do it from a Christian viewpoint. So this is a classic viewpoint discrimination, and there's never been a case ever in which viewpoint discrimination has been upheld by the Supreme Court. Viewpoint discrimination is the subject matter generally is permitted, but they're going to restrict a certain viewpoint or perspective on that same subject matter while allowing other perspectives or viewpoints on that same subject matter.
I think these Boston officials should be assigned to go and do their homework of history and see how Christianity plays in the Constitution, in American freedom, in the rule of law, and how it particularly pertains to Boston.
Well, you know, it is quite amazing because the Brazilian flag has been flown, and the Brazilian flag, whether they know it or not, has Christian meaning to it.
Really?
Yeah, with the various stars in the Brazilian flag. So the flag has different kinds of Christian meaning within that flag. Obviously, that was something to celebrate Brazil. Here, you want to celebrate America. And you want to have a Christian flag with regards to Christianity, that the contributions of Christianity to American freedom.
But yet they can fly a flag that celebrates sexual confusion.
They can fly.
How does that happen?
Basically, it looks like they can fly any flag they want to, except they don't want you to fly anything that has a Christian or religious perspective.
Yeah, up to and including, again, the transgender flag. Is that a, you know, what is a transgender flag? A flag that really thinks it's a billboard?
It's a, that's really good.
Yeah, apparently it's a pink and blue flag. And then they have the rainbow flag for the Boston Pride. And they have Communist China. So if you want to celebrate Communist China, the history of Communist China, you want to have a celebration about Communist, not China, Communist China.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to have a celebration about Cuba and the repressive regime that's there that restricts freedom, that's fine. You want to do the Chinese Progressive Association? No problem. You can have a flag flown for that as well. Now, that doesn't mean when you see this flag there that the city of Boston is supporting Communist China, Cuba, Chinese progressivism, or any other nation like Albania, Portugal, Peru. It doesn't mean that because it's there by the U.S. flag that the city of Boston has now adopted this. No, people know that this is a place where you can apply for various kinds of events. They may not like the flag that's up there, but the city of Boston has created a forum for people to gather, and they've allowed this forum to include the flagpoles. Well, since they've done that, they can't stop Christian flags and Christian perspectives. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.